As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Hello and welcome to Is This Good? The show where we boldly, conclusively and scientifically decide what things in this big wide world are good. I'm Matt Austin, and with me as always is production powerhouse Jason Doyle.
Hello.
I'm sorry, I'm already laughing because the cat just knocked out my battery cord. Should I get up and put it right back in now? I'm going to.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Let me introduce today's guests, and then today's guests can just chatter with JD for a second while I do that. Today's guest is hot off a warm-up trip to Toronto before shipping out to the main event a week in northern Italy, where he'll be sharing a Negroni with George Clooney on Lago di Como. His bags are packed and he's ready to go, but before the Uber gets there, he's agreed to turn on his mic one last time. From No Dunks, the oldest and best basketball podcast on the planet, it's Jay Skeets. Skeets, benvenuto a Bono e Chesto.
Thanks for having me.
Bono Chesto.
Grazie! great to be back. Go plug in your computer. All right,
while I do that, why don't you tell me how long is it going to be before you start doing the accent? Like, how many hours in Italy before you start talking to Nora? Where are we going to go for dinner?
Yeah, not long. 5 hours, 6 hours max. While you're up, fix your Wi-Fi too. You're coming in a little choppy. Yeah, JD, how you doing though?
I'm doing great. Good. And I've been watching 90 Day Fiancé UK version. Have you ever seen this? The partners in UK always, well, not always, but a lot of them will take on the accent of whoever their fiance is from abroad. So I don't know if you can help it.
It's very difficult not to. I don't even know I'm doing it. Yeah, Nora will point it out. Like, can you stop that with the the Italian flavor? Mm. I'll be speaking in English. I'll just be doing this a lot more. But yeah, my sister lived abroad in the UK for a couple of years, and when she came back, I mean, full on British accent.
She went full Madonna?
It was wild. It took a while. It's now, she's been here back in Canada, I should say, for a couple more years. It's almost gone completely. Now, she's married to a British guy, so there is that. But yeah, it was wild. It was like, whoa.
Yeah.
It was like, I started freaking out. I was like, is this my sister? You start having thoughts. Like, are we sure?
What happened? Yeah.
Has she been replaced?
Right.
Don't Worry, Darling. I don't know. I didn't see that movie. I don't know what it's about. But I think it might be about something that has to do with that. All right. I'm back. Stop talking to JD, okay? I'm back here. I don't have anything to ask you, though. So, JD, if you have anything. I have an important question for you, Skeets.
Yeah.
We had a question on the show before about how someone said they were doing this new, I don't know if you could call it a trend, but they were putting little gifts in little bags. And then when they got on the plane for a transatlantic flight, they were handing them out to the flight attendants. I would say to get preferential treatment, they say, hey, these people have a hard job. Flying's been worse since COVID. So they give out little snacks and treats to the flight attendants. And if it should happen to garner you a free glass of champagne, or in your case, Prosecco, that's all the better for it. But your wife Nora told me that she's going to be trying this for the first time on this trip. So I would like to know what is in the goodie bag.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm against it completely.
Really?
I do not like this at all. I feel like it's like, it screams like teacher's pet to me. Like, it makes me feel
a little
icky.
Bit pick me energy.
And it's like, I don't really, okay, like, it's a nice gesture. Don't get me wrong. I mean, but like, why are we doing it for an airline attendant and not every other person in service then? So that part's strange. Mm. Like, what are we getting out of this in theory? Because, yeah, bullshit, it's just from the kindness of your heart. It's like, yeah, you want preferential treatment. But what is that? The best I could think up is, like you said, Matt, a drink, I guess?
Yeah.
On the house? On the airline? Thank you,
Delta.
A free
blanket, perhaps?
What do you mean? There's no way. Nora's trying to tell me, oh, well, you might get moved. I'm like, there is no way if we give some cookies, we're getting moved into, like, yeah. The comfort section or first class. Like, there's not a
Very
chance.
Unlikely.
There's no chance.
What airline are you flying?
Delta.
Hmm.
Like,
straight up Delta is not a partner. It's not Air Italia or whatever.
It's Delta Diarrhea.
Hopefully not.
See what I did there? I melded a lot.
I do. I hope you've evacuated. I hope you took your enema 36 hours before the flight so you do not have another accident on a Delta flight leaving from Atlanta.
And when are we handing this to these people?
As you board.
As we go by them, and I always very kindly say hello and how's it going? A little small chat there. Sometimes you got to wait. You know, for people there in first class to get their drinks while everybody else is trying to freaking get on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
So what? I'm just like, hey, ma'am, or hey, sir, this is just from us. We're in 22 and 23.
No, that's why I think you got to be sitting so they know where you are.
Well, that's even crazier then. So
I
what?
Disagree.
We're supposed to take our seat, hit our little ding ding button, and they come on.
No. You just they go by, especially at the start. They got to put bags up there. They got to talk to the pilot. Talk over what's going to happen in an Idris Elba hijack situation, who takes on what role. So I think they're going to pass you, except for maybe the first class person.
I'm telling you, don't do that. Put them all in the same bag, like a gift bag, and just Nora or you can say, hi, thanks for having us or whatever.
Thanks for having us.
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. This isn't a dinner.
This is what you say. All you
I'll
do.
I'll bring a bottle of wine.
Basically.
You want my shoes on or off?
And give my best to Ed Bastian, CEO of Delta, that sometimes comes on before they show the in-flight safety video. Maybe just write your seat number on the goodie bag.
You don't have to. They'll remember you.
They're going
to
remember
us.
It's
the backwards hat guy and his wife.
The beautiful Armenian woman.
The beautiful Armenian woman. Exactly. You just hand it, just give it all to one person. The first person you say, this is for you and the entire crew. And then you will be showered with gifts.
What?
And
no way. I want to do it. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for nothing to happen.
Okay.
Nothing except
and that's fine, though.
You know what? You made people's day better. That's what happened.
Yeah. You made them feel good. You made them feel special.
But how many people are doing this? Is it all
Hardly
that special
anybody.
If, like, 50 people are doing this on the flight? I guess they're not. That's the thing.
I don't think.
Well, that's why I'm concerned with JD's plan, because if a lot of people are doing it, then it's going to be hard for them to remember. Okay, backwards hat guy with the lovely Armenian wife and 21C and B did it, but then also... Guy Fieri, flame shirt and cargo shorts did it, and you know.
Yeah, but that,
I think you should just maybe have the fun size chocolate bar in your hand, like you're greasing a bouncer, and just shake their hands.
I can't believe
that's for you, sir.
I can't.
That's a crackle for you, sir.
I'm going to hand a grown man or woman a small Kit Kat bar. Like,
well, what's in
what
it? You never answered the question. What's going
in
the
I don't know.
Bags?
Okay, I think the best thing.
I texted Nora yesterday. I said, tell. Skeets. Maybe that's why she didn't understand. I said, tell Skeets.
She's like, who?
What's in your goodie bag? Because I'm going to ask him about it on the show, and I want it to be top of mind.
I hate coming on this show because all it results in is me arguing with my wife because you text her whatever the topic is, and we get into an argument about it. I think the best thing she's come up with to go into it, into this whatever, this little kit, this goodie bag, whatever you want to call it, is a gift certificate to a place that would be in an airport. So like a Starbucks or like something like that.
Yeah. Hudson News.
Like that to me is at least that's a gift. At least that's something I know they're going to use.
Right.
A chocolate bar? That seems weird.
Or what if you do like a sarcastic version where you hand them everything that they try to sell you on an airplane, like a shitty pair of headphones.
Okay.
A tiny little pillow that inflates or something like that.
Okay.
Like you be the duty-free guy. You give them SkyMall purchases. Oh, $10 to SkyMall. There you go.
$10 to SkyMall. Or what about, forget like goods. What about services? What about a little card that says, hey, if you want a 30-minute break, come tap me on the shoulder. I'll sub in. I'll do your shift for a little bit.
Yeah, I'll work the cart for a half
now
hour.
That,
why not?
That's nice. That's like, wow, this guy's helping me out on transatlantic flight here. It's taking an hour or two.
Yeah,
me.
And you got to think of it as like free donuts in the break room. Like, my friend Derek, he's brought like a box of chocolate and said, here, this is for you and the crew. And they just open it up, put it in their little, the galley area, and then they just pick at it. And then it has worked in the past. He's gotten free glasses of wine. He's gotten extra booze or whatever, a couple extra snacks. I mean, it's not much, but, you know, but sometimes it doesn't work.
So it's got to be something that we can buy in the airport.
I would say, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I can't take it through security, right? Or I guess you could take chocolates, yeah.
Sure. But I also want to know what's the cost of the gift bag versus the cost of the goods you're receiving as a result of the gift bag.
Yeah.
You know, Nora, I want to keep costs down, Nora, okay? I should get Nora on the show. Talk to her about this. when you come back.
Okay,
The one problem with the handing out the coupons is, what if you end up on Diarrhea Plane Part 2? And then the guy's like, ooh, time to trade in this coupon. Now you're going through with the paper towels trying to clean up the biggest spill since Exxon Valdez.
Maybe I should hand out adult diapers, not to the flight attendants, but to the other passengers. Yeah. That'd be a nice gift. Everybody in our row. Hey, everybody in our row is getting free adult diapers.
Oh, yeah. You remember that trend? I haven't seen it in a long time. Fucking thank God. Where just a random man would turn his cell phone front-facing camera style, and then there would be a pause, and then you would just hear him in a loud voice be like, what's the name of the car that's shaped like a tow truck in Disney's Cars? And then someone would be like, well, I don't know. What's the answer, JD?
That's, I think it's Mater.
Yeah, Mater. And then he'd be like, all right, pass this 50 down to that guy in 28G. You know what I mean?
I have never seen this.
I have never seen this, what you were talking about.
It's plain trivia. A non-consensual plain trivia did occur.
Wow.
I swear to God, I'm not making this up. I'd be into that.
Totally.
I'm always like hoping somebody's going to play the online game on the back of the seat with me. Get in the same room with me and test our trivia knowledge. You know,
no one has ever come in my room. I've invited countless people into my room. No one wants to step into the dojo with me.
I love the hidden object search. I play that every time I'm on Delta.
Oh, that is literally the worst one.
I love it. I love it. And I've played it so much that I start to look like a genius to other people around me.
Oh,
like I'm finding eggs, I'm finding spiders, things like boop, 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 boop. Like it's crazy.
People are gathering around. They're getting out of their seats going, this guy's on fire.
And then when you're bored with that, you take out your coloring book and just try to get inside the lines. You go trivia or you go poker. I've never been so good at poker as on an airplane.
Oh, I do.
Those other robots are folding.
I do blackjack usually, and it's very boring.
I do have one question before we move on, which is, are you going to continue your Italian tradition of puking off a boat?
Yeah, probably. I've got a good run.
So that was 2018, of course. We were in Italy together for at least a part of the time.
Yep.
Did take a boat ride. After Nora handed the boat driver a Ziploc full of Mr. Good Bars so we could get superior service, you were feeling ill because you drank too much the night before. You did puke off the side of the boat as it was moving, just that puke rippling out like a stone skipping on the water. Fish coming out, just that was your gift bag for the fish. Yeah. The fish were loving that little chunk.
Did I bounce back though, or did I bounce back?
One of the most impressive bounce backs I've
ever
seen.
I was like, you know, I was hung over to hell. And yeah, we got on very early. It's choppy water. I'm like, I told the guy, I'm going to puke, man. You know, I'm not great on a boat as is, but right. I am terribly hungover. That was the drunkest I'd been on the trip for sure the night before. And he's like, all right. He was fine with it too. I mean, he's had a million people.
It happens all the time.
And I was like, don't worry. I'm an excellent puker. which I am, and I can, you know, I can projectile. I can get it away from your boat. I'm not going to touch your boat. Did it, and then it felt like $1 million. He gave me a Coke, I remember. That was nice of the guy.
Oh, smart. Help. So you didn't touch the boat at all. You just whistled that beef right
in I may have nice so well, I put it on another boat.
A nice brijol. Yeah. It was choppy waters in the ocean that day. Choppy waters in the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
But both recovered very fast, and it was a lovely time. So I can't. And look, you're going to a lake this time. Last time we were on the ocean.
Yeah, that's right. That's
so
right.
I think the water's
going
to be calm.
I'll
it's
be
like
fine.
A mirror. I think
again,
it'll be okay.
Not really. The issue was not really the water or the boat. It was the drinks from the night before. But So that's going to happen, but I don't think to the extreme that it did when we were all there.
What was the drink the night before?
Just well, it was a day drink that led into a very heavy night drink, which led into
Phil almost being kicked out of a very nice hotel.
Yes. Well, you know,
not Skeets, of course, just Phil.
Well,
Phil went to Italian prison. Skeets skated by.
You know what derailed the night? And I mean, you're going to think I'm joking, but I left the table to go use the restroom, to go use the bathroom. And how these buildings are built, this was in Positano, so it's like, you know, obviously like that cliff and like, you go in to use it. I got lost trying to find it. I was going downstairs and then upstairs and down tunnels. I was so turned around, JD.
Yeah.
I was gone, Matt, right? I was gone for like 25 minutes. And I came back. I was flustered. I don't know.
So how does that affect your hangover?
I am a locomotion, JD. You keep me moving. You keep me going.
Yes.
I can go all night. I've done this with
yes,
you.
Yes, 100%.
It's when there's a, you know, somebody puts a rock on the rails, man.
And the rock
was me getting lost and just losing momentum. And it was over from there, yeah.
Wow.
I never recovered.
Interesting. So the 25 minutes where you were lost, where you couldn't drink, that's what you're facing.
I think so, yes. I truly believe that. I can still picture these hallways and asking like some of the maids. It was like video game. It was so
you're pretending
crazy.
Like you're Indiana Jones exploring a cave. You're like, so I was looking for the bathroom. I made a left turn. A giant boulder started following me.
What was the name
of
the hotel?
I ducked out of the way just
in time. What was the name of the hotel? La Sirenuse? Was that it?
Very La Cita nice. Noose.
Yeah, very gorgeous. Like, we didn't stay there. We just went for dinner, and it was very tough to get in. And
nor did they let us eat dinner there. That was... So... They would let us neither stay there nor eat dinner there. They did allow us to have a drink at their bar, though.
I bring up the name of the place because if you've ever been and you've tried to find the restroom or the washroom, whatever you want to call it, I mean, you know what I'm talking about here.
Right.
It's crazy.
Okay.
It's crazy. Because I talked to someone not too long ago about it. They were like, oh yeah. They literally were like, I had that experience too. I couldn't find it. And you feel like you're in a video game because you're going up, but then you're somehow going down and you just get so turned around.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was crazy. Anyway.
Hangover inducing.
Exactly. Yes. It wasn't all the drinks. It was that.
All right, some quick housekeeping. If you'd like to support the show, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/isthisgood. That's right, no one pays us to do this except for you. If you're listening in the No Dunks feed, subscribe to Is This Good. Again, once the NBA season, of course, gets closer to starting, and that's right around the corner, you will not be able to hear this in the No Dunks feed, so subscribe and hop over to the Is This Good feed because you're currently missing an extra show every week. That show is called The Great Beyond. It's with me and JD. It's very fun. This week's show is Patreon only, so you could sign up for a free trial at patreon.com/isthisgood. Please send topics for future shows to isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. And don't forget to subscribe to Is This Good on YouTube as well, because that's the only place that you can watch this show.
One correction, Matt.
No,
last week's show was Patreon.
Wow. All right, well, you know what we'll do? Let's just restart this from the beginning.
All right.
And I'll just do it all over again. I'll be like, oh, the cat knocked off. I'll say, we had to start again. The cat knocked the internet over. The cat got into the internet, as always happens. Well, last week's show was Patreon, so...
Yeah.
And
it was a banger.
You should have subscribed to the free trial last week. And by now, you're already have forgotten to cancel your free trial, and you're paying for
it.
You fucking
you.
Idiot.
That's how they get
idiot.
You.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Oh. so drunk. You were so drunk. You were looking around on the Patreon site for where to cancel. It was like trying to find the bathroom at La Sierra News. You couldn't do it. Now you're hungover and you're puking on a boat and we're getting $5. All right, here we go, Skeets.
I got to get something off my chest. Nothing drives me crazier than sending a message to a group chat and getting no response. That's why I'm a big emoji responder. Love a hang loose hand or a salute, but man, it hurts when you send a message and get nothing back. Ouch! We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/NoDunks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/NoDunks. This episode of No Dunks is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Travis L. asks, asking a friend, look, we're recording a bit early because Skeets is leaving, okay?
Aren't you on vacation too?
We have a lot of integrity. Well, I'm going home for Rosh Hashanah, which... while happy is also a solemn holiday, so.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
It's the beginning of a period of deep contemplation and reflection. Yeah. So
you're going to Montreal, though?
It's not something you would understand out there in Italy while you're getting drunk. No. But, you know,
you're going to Montreal, though?
Yes, I am going to Montreal. Oh, which is why we'll be recording The Great Beyond early, too.
Will you be
but that's already come up by the time you've listened to this.
Will you be speaking with a French accent within 5 hours?
No, because I think they do get offended there.
Oh.
They know that I'm from there, so they're not going to be into it. Mm. But in Italy, trust me, it's going to kill.
Yeah.
All right. Hello. Or did I even say the question yet? Travis no. L. asks, asking a friend to pay for something they broke, is this good? So he writes, hello, is this good, Pod? I have a best friend who is quite possibly the clumsiest guy I know. The last two times he came over, he broke a whiteboard, fell through it, don't ask. I mean, I would like to ask, but moving on, he broke a mirror and broke my banister. This past week, he was staying at a friend's place, and I found out he broke their dishwasher and washing machine. So my question is, asking the friend to pitch in and help pay, is this good? So right off the bat, I just want to say, quite possibly the clumsiest guy I know. If you know a guy that's clumsier than this,
yeah.
I would be amazed.
He's not breaking like small objects, like he's not knocking things off a table or I don't know, being a little too rough with something. We're talking about like the structure of his home, banisters. We're talking about appliances. How does he break these?
Two major appliances in the same stay. Is that what we're led to believe? It's the same stay that where he stayed at
dishwasher
his place?
And washing machine.
They're not even in the same room.
How does he break?
Maybe he is friends with the cartoon character Mr. Magoo. Otherwise, there is no. We are assuming that the question is basically asking a friend to pay for something they broke accidentally, right? Because these are all accidents.
Yes.
Okay.
Presumably,
I guess so. I mean, is this person drunk?
It's a great question.
You have to think that alcohol is coming.
Something is involved, or this truly is the most clumsiest person. It's like you like can't bring this person in your house.
I not to harp on the appliances again, but I feel like it's the same incident. Like he put his dishes in the washing machine and his clothes in the dishwasher.
Maybe
by
this
accident,
is maybe
you know?
This is in Europe. They are in the same room in Europe a lot of the time. You're right. At least in places I stay, Airbnb. Yeah,
100%.
Oh, interesting. So now you're working under the Amelia Bedelia theory that this man. Amelia, you put the dishes in the washing machine and the clothes in the dishwasher. Right. Well, they both have washing in them. Anyway, Skeets, what is your bad? You have some clumsy friends, let's be honest, without naming names.
So the real question is, would I ask, ask them to pay for the stuff they broke? I think it's like, it's a bit of a three strikes you're out, right? Like, or three strikes you pay. Or three strikes I'm asking you to pay. Like, if anybody came over and knocked over a mug by accident or, maybe even somehow fell through a whiteboard, you're like, okay.
My whiteboard! My ideas!
I guess you're just like, all right, no problem. We're friends. But, like, this, if it continued either that night or multiple visits, like, I mean... I don't even know if I'd ever ask. I would just say, stop, like, let's just hang outside.
Yeah.
You know? So I guess I wouldn't if he's, like, a true, true friend, but I would not have him in my house if I wanted my house to, like, keep operating, right?
Yeah, turn it into a bit, like, if he does come in the house, everybody put their helmets on, you know? Like, get your safety gear on.
Right.
But, yeah, I would have a hard time asking a friend.
Well, shouldn't a friend offer to pay you for breaking your whiteboard and mirror and dishwasher and
yeah
but
it is weird because if someone is this clumsy and is constantly breaking everything, it's almost like it's your fault for inviting them over, kind of like you're saying, Skeets. It's like, if you break one expensive thing, I almost think you're more expected to pay than if you're like, I'm the clumsy guy, don't invite me over. Let's do a quick role play, Skeet. Okay. So let's say we're together. We go grocery shopping together.
Okay.
And then we're bringing the groceries to your house.
Okay.
Like, let's say I'm visiting you. So you're like, come swing over to the Kroger with me.
Okay.
And then your hands are full and you're like, your phone's in your mouth and you're trying to hold a bunch of bags. And you hand me the phone and you say, hey, hold this for a second. And then in walking, I trip and I drop it and I break your phone. I mean, now we're talking like a $800 proposition here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to ask me?
No.
But do you want me to say, let me pay for your phone?
Not want you. No. I mean, again, if you were drunk and did something stupid to result in the breaking of my phone, then I'm hoping you, the next day, after you're done puking on a boat, say, hey, I will, I'd like to chip in. I mean, you know, somebody tells you what happened. Like, then, yeah, maybe, but not if you're just, it was a legit accident and you just tripped and smashed my phone. No,
right.
I wouldn't ask.
Okay, well, let's go bigger then, because when I was in Atlanta last time, you did offer that I could borrow your car because I had to drive from Atlanta to Athens.
Yes.
Say I'm driving the car and I get T-boned. And let's say you don't want to go through the insurance because then your rates are going to get jacked.
Again, if it's not your fault though,
okay. But let's say I was drunk.
All right. Well, then I'm asking you.
So JD, you're never going to ask.
I can't think of a scenario where I would ask, unless it was like, you got drunk and you smashed my car or whatever, you know.
Okay, let me share a story. Matt, you might remember this. JD, I don't know if you've ever heard it. Our friend Ken used to have a lot of house parties. He was in rentals at times and then had his own place. But, you know, parties are... He's asking for things to get broken, and things would. And, hell, he would do it half the time.
Right.
But I remember one particular night, a friend of ours, let's call him Fran, he had a little too much to drink, and... he decided to do a somersault on Ken's dining room table. And there's a...
Now I know who you're talking about.
Bigger
guy,
yeah.
Took me a second.
And, and he did, and Ken said, don't do that again, or I'm going to kick you out. And sure enough, he did it again. And Ken kicked him out, but in doing so the second time, he did crack the table. Mm. It was a very nice dining room table, a very expensive, you know, whatever, wooden dining room table. You know, what do you do in that situation? Do you feel then it's okay to be like, hey, Fran, you need to pay for this. I mean, you were really drunk. I told you not to do it. You did it again.
Yeah.
You would hope.
Yes,
that,
then
yeah.
you do.
Then
yeah.
you do.
Then
of
you
course.
Do. Because, yes. because you already kind of hate that person. You're pissed off at them.
Yeah.
Then again, we're talking about a guy that you just reminded me, talking about Ken, that once ripped the microwave door off the hinges on purpose.
Of his own microwave.
Of his own microwave.
Yeah, turned it into like a little bookshelf for a bit. Yeah. There was books put in it. Yeah, it's like he's setting the tone in a way. It's right. like, it's like, oh, this guy's ripping the microwave right. door off his own microwave. Let's party.
But in terms
as,
of the
as
table.
As they say, like, as the host, you want to spill the glass of red wine
yes.
at the dinner party first so that everyone yes. feels like, hey, no matter what I do, won't be as bad as that.
Yeah. Right, right. But it's in terms of the table, though, he was warned.
He was warned.
He was warned.
He was warned.
So I think that's sort of maybe the caveat. Like, hey, man, welcome into my house, but if you break my whiteboard, you're paying for it. Or stay away from the whiteboard. Don't touch it. Or something.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to disagree with you guys a little bit because I do expect the person that broke the thing to at least offer.
Yeah.
Right.
And
yeah.
at least give me the opportunity to say no and then say, no, I insist. And then me say no. And then blah, 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 blah.
You want to dance.
You want
to
dance. A dance. Yep.
That's fine.
Let me dance. Let me yep. dance. But now, when it's not a friend, like, the one thing that jumped to my mind was a bunch of my friends stayed at an Airbnb in Ontario in like the cottage country or whatever. This was a bunch of summers ago. And then we thought everything went fine. We thought we cleaned it adequately. And then the next day we get a message. The guy that had booked the Airbnb got a message from the host saying, you owe me $800 for a ping pong table. We said, what are you talking about? The ping pong table was there when we left. She said, you cracked the entire thing down the middle.
Uh-uh.
We said, no, we didn't. I mean, sincerely, I don't believe we certainly didn't while we were playing with it. I don't know how you would even do that. Now, what I suspect is that when we were cleaning up and like folding it back up, that maybe we didn't do it properly and then it cracked.
Yeah.
But we decided to sort of take the politician's move, deny, 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 and we refused to pay and we got away with it.
Right.
And that was not a friend. Well, in fact, Monica Chang, she's an enemy now.
Yeah.
Monica Chang of the Kawartha Lakes. You are not to be trusted.
But that was a, I mean, you are admitting it wasn't some, it was an accident. If it even was you guys.
No,
it
was, yeah. Right. Yeah, of course okay. It wasn't malicious, but as the host,
don't
what
Airbnb
do you care if
place.
It was an accident?
I mean, it's an accident.
Yeah. Don't Airbnb your place.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, 62% of people say asking a friend to pay for something they broke accidentally is not good.
Okay.
So they're agreeing with us. Though some Twitter responses said, if you have to ask, it's not good on the friend.
Yes.
Someone said, if it was a household item, probably not. A vehicle, absolutely. In general, though, not good. And then someone said, absolutely not good. Instead, you need to bring it up in a, I'm just playing around. Am I? kind of way, and let it ruin your friendship for decades.
Oh,
so
right.
these are all good options.
Okay.
But Skeets, when people need help navigating life's biggest decisions, they seek our wise counsel, and we deliver an airtight verdict. It's time to settle this. Reminder that if you need advice or found yourself in a quandary or a pickle, email us at isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. Tell us what's going on. We will help you. Just like we're about to help this person. What's up, ITG people? For Labor Day weekend, my girlfriend and I took a road trip to LA to see the Beyoncé concert. We stayed with her cousin and her fiancé, who she is very close with. The soon-to-be husband is the son of one of the main characters in the movie Lord of the Rings. The father/actor was also staying with them as a guest at the same time. Lord of the Rings is one of my favorite movies, and he is my favorite character. I wanted so badly to talk to him about the movie, his career, etc. However, I ultimately decided to wait for the topic to be brought up by him or someone else. We enjoyed a night filled with card games and lots of tequila, but no talk of his work. Long story somewhat short, I still can't decide if I made the right decision or not. Please settle this. What would you guys do? That's from Jackson Frank 9707. I believe that was a YouTube comment. So do I need to clarify this at all? Basically, this guy and his wife, they go see Beyonce. So they're staying with a friend in LA. That friend has a fiance. And that fiance's father is Viggo Mortensen. In my opinion.
Yeah, who is it? That's what I
want. Yeah, who cares about this? Settle this.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so let's go through it because that's what we care about. It's not Elijah Wood. Can we agree on that? It's not Frodo Baggins.
No, because it's the father of somebody who's old enough to be getting married, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have seen, I don't want to brag, I've seen Elijah Wood out and about in Los Angeles. He has kids, but they're very young.
Right.
Right.
It's not him.
Okay.
Okay.
Orlando Bloom?
I don't
Legolas?
I don't think it's him.
Does he have a
He has two kids, but they're too young.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What about...
Okay, now.
Okay. You're, well... You got a thing cooking, so go.
Well... No, no, jump in any time, because I think it's two factors. One, they have to have kids that are old enough, but they also have to be someone's favorite character.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of characters, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you think someone's favorite character is Billy Boyd, a.k.a. Pippin?
Maybe.
Probably not, though.
Probably not.
Probably not. Probably. You don't want to talk about to Billy Boyd.
It's somebody on the council. It's somebody on the council.
It's one of the Fellowship.
Yes.
The Fellowship of the Ring.
Yes.
So we're talking Sean Bean. We are talking... Yes. What's
Boromir? Boromir is not anyone's favorite. I'll tell you this: I didn't even look up Sean Bean. There's no way that this guy's favorite character is Sean Bean. 0% chance.
Okay, okay.
I don't know. He's the right age.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe
you keep going.
Maybe
keep
the intern
going.
Can look up his kids. Okay. could Sean Astin, Samwise Gamgee, be someone's favorite character?
Absolutely.
That would work.
He has three kids.
Yeah.
How old? Born 1996, 2002, 2005.
96, maybe?
96 sort of gets us there, I guess.
Yeah. You can get married at starting at 18,
absolutely.
Really.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I don't think it's him, though. But
I don't think it's his. Also, because he would be your favorite from Rudy, not from Lord of the Rings.
Well, that's why my Sean Bean argument is that he is Eddard Stark as well, right? So
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right. You think he gets confused, like when you're like, remember when you were in that movie, you're in that
where
thing?
Where you got killed.
It was like kind of medieval and your head got cut off. He's like, Lord of the Rings. No. Now, here's an interesting wild card. Could it be the dastardly Gollum, Andy Serkis?
Mm. Wow.
He has three kids and they're old enough.
And he's a great character.
And he's a great character.
Hadn't thought about him.
Realistically, it is a short man with a prodigious penis that we all saw in that movie. I forget what it was called. JD, what was it called?
Mr. Captain Fantastic.
Captain Fantastic.
I think almost said Vigo. Fantastic Mr. Fox. I'm like, I don't remember any Cox and Fantastic Mr.
Fantastic Mr. Cox? okay, so I think it's Vigo.
Yeah.
He's
got JD, kids. You're probably the biggest it's Lord Vigo. Of the Rings head. Who do you think it is?
I think it's Vigo.
Aragorn.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. He has one son only, and that son is 31 years old. Yeah.
Marion
age.
And
that son is not married. Ripe to be married.
And he lives in LA, I assume. Have you seen him about town?
I have not seen Vigo. Vigo. Okay. I would love to, though. We could talk about the Montreal Canadiens. He's a big Montreal Canadiens fan. I forget why. So what would you do in this situation, JD? Do you think that Jackson Frank made the right decision?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you don't want to talk about the thing that every single person that comes into this man's life about. Like, he doesn't want to talk about it at all.
Right.
Especially if it's Vigo. Especially if it's Vigo. The guy doesn't, like, famously doesn't have a TV, right? Like, he's a bit of a weirdo that way. So...
But what if you saw? What if you were staying with the daughter of Mark Hamill? Mm-hmm. I don't know if he has a daughter, but let's just say you're playing Uno, the drinks are flowing. You're
you
not gonna
play, you want to play
him
cool though.
Anything.
Listen, okay, Mark Hamill will not shut up about being Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
That's just his personality. Like, but I think Vigo and the people in the Lord of the Rings, they just sort of play cool. Like, I'm never gonna talk to Ian McKellen. I went into Ian McKellen's pub in London hoping I would run into him, and if I did I probably wouldn't have even approached him, and if I did, there's no fucking way I'm gonna mention Gandalf or Magneto or any of that shit. I'll be just like, nice pub you got here,
you
sir.
Shall pass the peanuts. That's what you should do, little subtleties like that. This person, what was this guy's name that wrote in here? We got a name on this, Mario?
Jackson Frank.
Jackson.
Jackson Frank. Oh. I think that's also the name of like a folk musician from the 70s. I don't know if that's his real name.
This game we're playing, it's precious. it's things like that. Let's just see what he does, at least. See how he reacts.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
See if his eyes
good
light
call.
Up.
Good call.
Interesting. Yeah, like they're playing Monopoly, and he's like, and Andy Serkis is like, oh, I'll trade you Park Place for Ventnor and Atlantic. Oh, my precious. My precious railroads. You think... then you could ask him to put on the mocap suit, and or if you could put on the mocap suit, maybe get in front of the green screen.
Sure.
Do some weird precious moves.
Yeah.
Climb something.
Yeah. I think if it's circus, I think you focus on his live action stuff. I think he wants to hear about that.
Well, first of all, Skeets would be asking him about his role as what's his name? What's the monkey in Planet of the Apes?
Oh,
name?
Caesar.
Caesar. Caesar is good ape. Caesar is friend.
Oh, I thought we determined it was Viggo. It's not. It's not Andy.
It's not. Okay. It's
no,
not
it's Viggo. It's cool. It's cool Viggo. That's the thing. It's intense Viggo. That's. It's like you. He did the right thing. Jackson did the right thing. I would have dropped some hints to see if his eyes would have lit up like Sauron. Sauron. I don't know. Sauron, I don't know it that well.
pass the Sauron cream. And then he would have said, "That's hilarious." Now let me tell you. When I was at the Council of what's it called, JD? Alderaan? No. You know what it's called, JD. What's the call?
What, the Fellowship of the Ring? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, where they had the meeting. It's like
oh,
the
Rivendell.
Council.
It's in Rivendell.
Rivendell. No. Yes. Okay.
What council? What are you talking about?
It's the council. I'm going to look it up as I ask Eats this question. Some of your most precious people in your life are NBA players, and I know you've gone up to them at parties and asked them about their careers. Do you feel like that's different?
First off, have I gone up and asked them about their careers? I know everything about their career. No, you play it more like you generally want to play it cool because you want to be friends with Viggo or you want to be friends with this particular NBA player. I just saw Kent Bazemore at a golf tournament. I wasn't like, hey, Kent, you still in the gym getting up jumpers? Who are you going to play for next? It was like, hey, what's up, man? How about this golf tournament? You know, whatever. Like, I don't get all that excited about celebrities in general. So I think Jackson did the right thing. Because maybe Viggo's at home going, that guy Jackson was pretty cool.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I doubt it.
I would like him to have my sword.
And it's not like a random, it's not like a random golf tournament or a wedding or like the wedding. It's like the intimate before the wedding type stuff.
Yeah.
Great point. He's going to see him again.
He's going to see him again.
Exactly.
That's right. And now it's
you lay the groundwork. You lay the groundwork.
Yes. Yes.
And JD, so you've never... Oh, by the way, people could stop yelling at the podcast. It's Council of Elrond.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, JD, you should be ashamed of yourself. So you've never talked to a celebrity, JD?
Talked to a celebrity? Like in the wild sort of thing? No.
Yeah.
Not really? No.
Okay.
No.
Good. I've spoken to one celebrity in my life, and it was a celebrity that I made the judgment that they don't get recognized in the wild. And it was Garrett McNamara from 100 Foot Wave.
Fuck. Well, I would talk to Garrett for sure.
Yeah. Whew. Boy, was I excited to go right up to him when I saw him at
See,
a party.
That is a little, it's not, he's not an actor.
He's
not literally, because you're like Frank or Jackson or whatever his name is. He's going to like, yeah, he wants to talk about the movie because he's a diehard and like, you know, like you said it, JD, you know Viggo does not need to, for the 10,000th time, tell you how heavy the sword was in real life. You know, like, and the orcs, man, they were scary in real life. They really were, like the makeup. Like you know, so, you just play it cool. He did the right thing. He didn't even name who this particular person was in this email to you, unless you edited this, Matt. Like, this is...
No, I didn't. Yeah.
Like, he played it cool with us.
Yeah, no, I don't want people to know that it's Orlando Bloom. Because then the next question is going to be, what's Katy Perry like?
Right.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But Jackson, you did the right thing.
Please, but tell us, though, Jackson.
Tell us.
That's
killing
true.
Me.
Yeah, and how was he? Or she, I guess, could be.
We won't mention it. We won't say anything.
Oh, it's got to be he, right?
No, I will say anything. I will say it. Why can't I say it?
No, I don't. Because they want to preserve the, they want to play it cool. They don't want it out there on the internet that...
No, maybe they're trying to get like a fair assessment and settle this. Like,
oh, I see.
In naming the person, maybe would have steered us one way or the other.
Right.
We just decided.
Yeah,
we just decided.
Yeah, like if it was Billy Boyd, we'd be like, just go on ahead and ask. If it was the guy that was also in Lost, the guy from, I would ask him about Driveshaft. I'd say, what was it like when you were in Driveshaft? So, what was it like when you were doing heroin on the airplane in Lost? And that's why.
What's that guy's name?
Charlie.
God, what is it?
No.
Well,
the character's name was Charlie, but what's his name?
Dominic Moynihan?
That's it. Monahan.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think he was at the Council of Elrond, but no. Maybe he was. But I would be asking him about doing heroin on the Lost plane.
What are you talking about? The Council of Elrond? I don't even know what
that
is.
Stop saying that.
That's what the... It's the Council of Elrond.
It's the infamous photo where they're all around in the semicircle.
Okay, all right. It's the council.
That's what I said to begin with.
Yeah.
I don't think Pip and
Mary
and Samwise and Mary are on it. It's Frodo. He's on it.
No. I think they are. All four of them are on it?
Yeah.
They had so much voting power.
I know, right? Well, they're just the, I guess.
Are they a quarter vote each?
The Hobbit block? It's got to get a... you know that I'm... This is, again, just off the top of my head. But I just remembered that the Council of Elrond, it was a secret meeting held by Elrond in Rivendell on October 25th. So the anniversary is coming up. In 3018... of the Third Age, in order to determine the fate of the One Ring.
Yeah, right.
Everyone knows that.
I should have.
That's
known
what
that.
I would have done. I would have said. I would
have
said.
The entire team. Who's the squad?
Well, it was Boromir, Aragorn. Those were the two Humans.
Humans.
There was the four hobbits. Yeah. There was Samwise.
All four hobbits were there.
Yeah.
Then we got the dwarf.
Frodo, Pippin. Who's the fourth one? Mary.
Yeah.
Mark Maron, and. The elf, Legolas, and the dwarf.
What's the dwarf?
Gimli?
Gimli?
Oh, and Gandalf.
Gimli
started a whole podcast platform. Wasn't that funny, but thanks.
No, I really liked it. Gimli hasn't been the same since Reply All was canceled.
Reply Tall.
What?
I can't believe all four hobbits were on the council. That's wild.
Yeah,
I didn't think so.
All right. Anyways, I've seen a lot of celebrities in LA. You don't go up and talk to them. You don't. Yeah. You don't talk about their work. That's the surest way that they'll run away.
Yeah, I think you can talk to them. Yeah, you just don't talk to them about their work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we've settled that, and we've also settled that Viggo Mortensen's son's getting married soon. Congratulations!
Congratulations. Congrats. Great.
To son of Viggo.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
If you're as obsessed with basketball as I am, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Hey guys, this is JJ Redick. Twice a week, I'm cooking up something special for basketball junkies on my podcast, The Old Man and the Three. I bring on guests in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, like Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, or Paolo Banchero on his shooting workouts with Kevin Durant, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron when they were teammates in Miami. But it's not just about the player interviews. Every Monday, I break down the top three things happening around the NBA without the outlandish takes. Often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler, we dive deep into topics like rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is meme mugging now a tech? The Old Man and the Three is the only companion podcast you'll need during the playoffs this year. Be sure to listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Skeets, the internet's full of people trying to tell you how to live your life. It's time to decide if they know what they're talking about in Is This a Good Rule? F- Frodo, you must take this ring.
I was just thinking that.
You must throw it in the ancient fires of Mordor. All right. These, as you know, we find lists of rules on the internet. We've done rules that parents have written for their unborn children. We did the rules of some old... What was it? George Washington? I already forget the rules that we did.
Sorry,
but these are from a much...
Sorry. I just pictured Aragorn going, "You can have my sword." And then Legolas, "You can have my bow." And then Gimlet, as we like to call him, saying, "You can have my podcast, Mike."
I thought you could say, "You can have my son." But
I just can't stop thinking of the dwarf running Gimlet Podcasting Studios. Okay, sorry, go on. My bad. Rules. Gimlet.
Gandalf, the CPMs are too low, Gandalf.
Just now imagine Lord of the Rings characters trying to sell you MeUndies and mattresses.
And he's always trying to trick Gandalf into creating more bandwidth. Like, Gandalf, what if... A crazy thought. Our thoughts could travel via fiber. All right. So this is from a much more important source than George Washington. This is from a little website called BuzzFeed. And they had a list called the 28 Unwritten Rules You Absolutely Must Follow in Life. Must is capitalized, so you know it's important. Mm-hmm. So I've pulled some for you to tell me if they are a good rule, Skeets. Okay. First one, if you're borrowing it for a third time, you need one of your own.
I like it. Not a bad rule.
Yeah.
Solid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you borrow your neighbor's pressure washer?
Nope. I have my own. I let people borrow it.
Oh, you have your own?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
There's nothing you're borrowing from, say, my buddy Grish?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But there becomes a certain point where you have to borrow it so many times, you probably should have your own.
Right.
You need it, obviously. Once you start borrowing it the third, fourth, fifth time, you're proving that you need it.
From the perspective of you're annoying the person by asking to borrow it so many times, or from the perspective of, oh, it's just going to make my life better to have it?
Yeah. I guess a little bit of both. Yeah. The nuisance of me having to get it from you and asking you and getting it to my place and having to return it. It's like, and I've proven again that I've needed it multiple times, that I probably should just have it. Now, I am on record. I can't remember if it was on this podcast or not. Like, I am team with friends. I'm team.
Let's share our resources.
Yeah. Yes, like you have the ladder. I have the pressure washer. Now, you need to live in close proximity for it to make any sense. Not like I'm going to, you know, Tass is in Johns Creek. I'm not going to drive an hour there and back for a ladder.
Right.
I can already hear Tass in my ears saying it's not that long. but he's right. He's right. Yes, I think once I use that leaf blower 3 or 4 times, I probably should just have my own.
Yeah.
So I don't mind this rule.
Right. I'm with you 100%. At a certain point, you're like, I'm a grown-ass man. I need to buy this for myself.
Yeah. You don't want to. You've obviously...
No.
Because whatever. And it's probably... It's probably actually not a financial reason. It's just one of those things like, do I want to buy a damn ladder?
Yeah.
You know?
Nobody wants to buy
a ladder. But if you need it, then you should.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You got no storage space for a ladder. I'll tell you that this is bad news for one specific category of people, and that category is people that are borrowing other people's streaming passwords. Because you've used Netflix more than 3 times. That means that if you follow BuzzFeed, your precious online resource for news and quizzes, you can't be borrowing anyone's password. You got to pay for your own Netflix, your own Crunchyroll, your own HBO.
You know where I stand on this.
You think you should have your own?
Well, why don't you say where you stand?
I pay for everything, but I share no passwords.
Wow. I'm the opposite. We have every service imaginable in our house, but it's all like, we've got this one and we're sharing it with these 3 people. Mm-hmm. You know, Jared's given us this one. Somebody else has got us on this one. Like we have, and it can, it, you know, just the other day, trying to watch these FIBA Olympic games, I'm trying to get into ESPN Plus, and I did have to reach out to Jared and be like, hey, what is the password for this? I'm trying to like fire up this game and it's going to be 4:30 in the morning. And like,
right.
I see. The only thing is like the login here, Matt, generally, I mean, I just gave you an example where I needed to contact him, but for the most part, like you're in.
Right.
It's just like, it's there. If I need to borrow your ladder, Matt, I got to like schedule that with you every single time I need it, or I got to know where it is.
That's true.
Like, that is becoming a bit of a nuisance. As small as it might be, and
it is more
as good of friends as we might be, it's just becoming a bit of a pain.
Nothing small about a ladder, Skeets. Okay.
No, well, I have a ladder that folds up. Like Grisham, Dave, he uses my ladder every time, and his sister has gone on record saying, "Why don't you just buy your own ladder?"
Right.
And he's like, and it's really weird because he buys absolutely everything else.
Right.
At the drop of a hat, but he doesn't want to splurge for that.
I hear he's got a new. I just saw him in LA. I hear he's got a new projector with a screen, outdoor
he
screen
does.
That you could borrow. So,
I guess I could borrow it. Yeah.
Nice.
He has the neighbors over to watch. Great neighbors, by the way. Yep. That Grish has. next rule to live by. Don't ask for something if the person only has one left. Gum, cigarette, piece of cake, etc. Skeets, how do you feel about this one?
That's good. Good rule. No
okay.
issues.
Okay, so from the perspective of the person that has the last piece of gum, you won't give it to the person? You'll do the, my last piece excuse?
So you're saying if I had only one piece of gum left and you asked me? But the rule is you shouldn't ask
That's
me.
Right. You should
it's
refuse
It's not really
it.
From me.
How do I know? How would I know how many pieces of gum are in your pocket?
Okay.
Yeah, but you take it out. You take it out and it's like, you can see that it's the last piece.
Okay, what if it's a cigarette and it's in a pack that has the thing that's closed? I can't see in there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're then saying the person with it should say, sorry, it's my last one. And you should be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I asked. I didn't know.
I mean, the one thing I've never understood is, let's say you have 10 pieces of gum and you eat one piece of gum a day. That gum is going to run out on day 10. Mm-hmm. But if on day 3 someone asks you for a piece of gum, and because it's not your last piece, you give it to them, that gum is going to now run out on day 9.
So yeah, but you'll be prepared.
If you're on day 9 and someone asks you for your last piece, it's going to run out on the same day anyways.
But you'll be prepared. I mean, the issue is, I might need this gum, man.
Yeah.
I might have a hot date lined up, and this is my last piece, and I'm not stopping to get another pack, so I actually need this one. I got 2, 3, 4. Of course you can have one. I'm not going to be chomping on 3 of them. I think that's the problem.
Well, then God forbid on your date, your prospective wife should ask you for a piece of gum and you tell her, no, it's my last piece.
Wow.
She's going to say, what, am I going to marry this selfish asshole?
Jeez.
All right. So you're living by that rule.
I guess I'll admit that I was thinking about you. I've asked you for gum millions of times. You always have gum. And
yeah,
I'm thinking in my head though.
Hey, more than 3 times, you need your own pack.
Good point. But I'm thinking let me put it this way. I'm probably not asking you for gum unless I see you pull out your gum to eat your own piece of gum. Therefore, I'm seeing your pack, and if it looks loaded, then I'm sure you can give me one. Look at, see, he's holding it up here for all you podcast listeners.
I'm holding up a pack of gum. Ask away, boys.
Yeah, it looks like you got some.
6 pieces in here.
Are you grabbing straight from the middle there for balance reasons? Is that right?
We've actually already talked about taking gum.
Yeah.
Oh, God. JD, I got a new one.
Oh, boy.
I wish the fridge was a tiny bit closer. I would open it and grab out the eggs. Where Jill is taking out eggs from the middle.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand
That's
this.
Crazy.
I don't understand this. And I feel like Skeets with the OCD. I'm opening the carton and I'm replacing them. I'm replacing them so that it's now the back is empty.
But you know what's funny? It actually makes more sense for balance reasons.
Mm.
It's not going to be
top heavy.
What are you
talking about? What are you balancing it on?
Just holding it. If I have all the eggs on one end of the carton, it's going to tip that way. But if she's taking them out from the middle and we're keeping them evenly balanced,
the carton's not tipping. The carton has enough structural integrity that's not tipping. All right. Anyways, next rule.
Yeah.
don't look through the fucking gap of bathroom stalls. That emphasis is theirs, not mine. BuzzFeed is a profane organization. They say an unwritten rule to live by is don't look through the fucking gap of bathroom stalls. To that, I say, what else do you want us to do? Look under? Is that better? I think looking under could be worse.
What? Who's Skeets? Doing Let's this? I don't understand this.
You've never made eye contact with someone through the gap? You know
no.
you have. Really?
Eye contact with somebody?
Oh, that's an awkward eye contact for sure.
Yeah, that's why they say mind the gap.
Why would you look in? Like just passing by and you're just suddenly...
No, to see if someone's in there.
Well, you're like going up. Like...
No, you're not.
Am I in there?
Okay, well, let's rank the three ways you could look into bathrooms.
So okay.
Peer through the crack, uh-huh. Look under, or jump over.
Like Mr. Wilson stuff.
What about just a gentle push on the door? That's what I do. Like
a little tap.
Little knock, yeah.
No, because then you force that person to be like, I'm in here.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. Although it is awkward. There is always that pause like, should I say anything? You know, like, yeah. Where they're sitting there. Very vulnerable.
That's
situation.
Why the I love the locks that tell you when they're occupied.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, for sure.
This is apparently, like, an American thing, that they're building their washroom stalls with too big a gaps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Who told you this?
My wife, Nora. I will say this. Can I share a story? Jim Ellis, Chevrolet dealer. Yeah. Okay. I was recently there getting a tune-up and I had to wait for a bit, and they have a washroom, they have a restroom, and I've been there a couple times, and the gap is so big in the one stall that someone has gone out of their way to, like, cardboard it up and block the gap.
Wow.
And it's
because the employees got to take shits there.
Yeah. Well, it's one of these, yes, maybe, and it's one of these washrooms where there's one urinal and there's one stall. So it's not that big.
Right.
And, like, you can't help almost when you walk in that if someone was in there, like, the gap was so huge. Like, you're basically looking straight at them taking a shit. And so someone has gone out of their way and just put up this makeshift barrier.
Then why not add a piece of cardboard to the bottom of the door so no one can see your shoes and know who's befouling the bathroom?
I don't care if you're looking at my shoes while I'm taking a shit. I care about you and I making, like, direct eye contact.
Yeah, but you don't work there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you work there, maybe you don't want people knowing your habits.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Fair enough. But still.
So what, you're excited to go to Europe where they have a tight seal on the bathroom doors?
That's the only reason we're going to Italy.
And that's why they always charge you to use the bathroom there, because they've used the extra material to make sure there's no gaps.
They actually
in the door.
Put some care into building their bathrooms. But I have no problems with it's just a quick peek under.
So you say peek under.
I mean, that's the easiest if I can't tell whether it's occupied.
Agreed. Agreed. You first give it a little nudge, then you give it a little knock. You don't hear anything, then you look under.
Yeah.
You're not looking through that gap.
No.
You have no idea what's waiting for you behind that gap. Shoes I can deal with.
You know.
Yeah.
You know what the worst thing is when you have a bathroom that's single stall, like in a bar, let's say, and then you go and you don't want to, like, be a dick to the other person and just, like, wrench on it. So you kind of very delicately, like, do the handle, it doesn't open. So you hold back and wait, and then you wait, and then you wait, and then you wait, and no one comes out. And then you ultimately realize that you just didn't push hard enough on the door.
Exactly.
And
that's why you have to look under. That's what I'm saying. These doors. Why don't they make these stalls so the door stays open when it's not in use?
Yes.
How hard could that be?
The door stays open.
Like
oh, yeah, 100% agree. Right. 100%
then agree.
Then
there's no
because
issue.
Sometimes it'll flip and then the lock will latch because it swings backwards.
Yeah.
Then where are you? What about in a dive bar where they're worried about people, like, doing cocaine or having sex in the bathroom, and they just take the door right off its hinges, like Ken ripping the door off a microwave?
No, you want to avoid going to the washroom at all costs
at a
dive bar.
I mean, it would have to be a goddamn emergency for me to take a shit in a bar, like, even with a door.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done it, but I'm brave. All right, Skeets, we know you got to make that flight. What are you? You said what you're leaving in 30 minutes?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, very, very soon. I got to get the goodie bag put together here and stop by, get some Kit Kats and some Starbucks gift certificates. Who knows what else?
You got a busy day. All right, so we'll let you go. But of course, we can't let you go without doing the last thing on this show, which is playing subjective trivia. Yeah, subjective trivia. It's just like regular trivia, except only I know the answer. And we're going back to the Council of Elrond for this one.
I was wondering.
The question is, which of the Fellowship of the Rings creatures do I think Skeets would be? Okay.
All right.
Fellowship of...
An elf?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
A dwarf?
Okay.
A hobbit or a wizard?
Elf, dwarf, hobbit, wizard.
Well, JD, you correct. Speak to it first. I mean, we got to guess who Matt is saying I would be.
Right. I mean, The obvious answer off the top of my head, first instinct, is elf.
That's exactly what I thought.
Just, you're fast, you're light on your feet, you're accurate with your shooting, like basketball. I've seen you fire a little plastic or a rubber ball across a pool like a hacky sack.
I've seen things you wouldn't believe, son.
With furious intensity and accuracy.
Yes.
I mean, and you kind of look like an elf.
I'm like a little pointy.
A little pointy.
Yeah.
But.
Mm-hmm. Even though he can't say elf, he says it like the character from that 80s sitcom.
Elf?
That eats cats.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Elf.
Elf. Wizard, though, you like magic. David Blaine, you're a big David Blaine guy.
That's true.
He does like magic. You like magic. I get excited about magic.
I mean, okay, it's not Hobbit.
No.
I mean,
there's no way. Underground.
You know, yeah. Eats all the time, like second breakfasts and shit like that. No, that's not you.
No.
So let's get rid of Hobbit.
Get rid of Hobbit.
So we got elf.
Get rid of dwarves and hobbits, right?
Yeah.
So it's down to...
It's wizard or elf. If this was Dungeons & Dragons, you'd be a wizard elf. But you have to pick one. I think it's elf.
Yeah, let's not overthink it. Let's go elf.
Well, Skeets, I'm very happy to be sending you out on your trip on a high note. It's elf!
Yay!
Feels great to get it right.
Let me tell you something that I've always known about elves. Did not... research this. Of course, I'm speaking in Middle Earth, according to the Tolkien lore.
Yes.
Once elves have reached maturity, their bodies do not age.
True.
Elves are light of foot, can travel long distances without leaving tracks. Okay, marathon runner.
Yep.
Often can walk lightly across snow where the boots of men would sink. You weigh 96 pounds. They do not require sleep, but are able to enter a walking meditative state to regain their strength, which means they can be exhausted and tired, which is, I think, a skill you use to wake up at 4 a.m. and watch FIBA World Cup basketball. Okay. So there you have it.
You're an elf, baby.
Hell yeah. Light on feet. That's the number one thing.
Yeah.
All right, Skeetsy, where can people find you? And if you have a final thought about Lord of the Rings, feel free to express it.
I sort of want to watch. I might watch them on the flight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you should.
Fire
you
them
got
up.
The time.
Honestly, I might be able to watch all of them.
Yeah.
Be pretty close.
How long is a flight? 10 hours?
Maybe a little less. Probably eight. Yeah.
Okay.
Find me at JE Skeets on the X, on the Instagram. You should definitely follow me on Instagram. I'm going to be blasting some beautiful Italian photos, I'm sure, from Milan and Lake Como. Just check out No Dunks. And thanks for having me on for... what feels like the eighth time this summer. And I love it.
Hey, baby, it's the summer of dunks. What are you going to do?
I absolutely love it, man. I'm going to be sad. You're really going to know when summer's over. It's when no more no dunkies are on. Is this good?
Yeah, we'll still have
no more
you
no
on.
Dunkies.
Okay.
Yeah, you're still allowed to come on, of course.
Okay.
Remember to check us out, patreon.com/isthisgood, if you want to support the show and help. Why wouldn't you? If you have topics, email us, isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. Remember to rate us on Apple Podcasts and subscribe on YouTube. Thanks for listening. Thanks to JD. Thanks to Skeets for coming on. Thanks in advance for leaving a 5-star review. For everyone, I'm Matt Austin, and this was good. We'll see you next week.